And then another one was old Jess had to do all the sawing of the wood. Andy Anderson was hauling timbers from where way down the flat there somewhere for the mine. And on his way by, he would there was a big Bob Bartlett's dad had was hauled ore out there. He hauled ore out of antimony or whatever it was to McKinley to the railroad. The teams, he had, I understand, he had 40 teams. And he had this great, big, enormous building. Old Andy would just throw a chain over it and then pull it apart and bring us a log, you know. Nice, dry, great, big, beautiful trees, you know. He'd dump one off, and maybe two. Old Jess would sweet saw and saw them up and split them. And we had three pack boards, and every night the three of us had to pack wood up the hill to where we would live in. And then he kept the fires going. Jess did in the shop there. We had a good setup. And everything tied down. We had a door in the front. And all banked up with snow. Nice, nice and warm in there.
So you had the front of the airplane in the tent frame. And the tent was over it.
Over the whole thing, yeah. It was just like a hangar. See, the wings were off. We'd taken the wings off. And we just lifted the fuselage, the tail, and pulled this thing in, clear up as far as we could. Up against the landing gear. Left it sit. Then we put the tent up. No, we didn't either. We built the frame. Then we put the tent up. We had a hell of a time with that tent. You know, three of us. Damn, that was heavy. But we made it. And while I was there, I got blood poisoning. Opened up a Hormel's ham can about that big. You know, those kind of funny shaped things, and I opened it up and scratched my knuckle on this hand. And I'm sitting up there in one evening, and I noticed I had a bump in my arm here, knot. You know, I got to worrying about it a little bit. And I'd remembered this thing, you know, and I'd cleaned it out good, made it bleed, and put chloroform in it and everything. Kept a Band-Aid on it. And anyway, I noticed streaks going up my arm, red streaks here. So I got a hold of Frank that night on the radio. It was New Year's Day. And I told him, I tell you, I have blood poisoning. You better come and get me. Well, Fanny told me I had. Because she got some Epsom salts, old Epsom salts she had, and I soaked it, but it didn't do me no good. So Frank got down there at 9 o'clock. It was still dark when he landed there. And picked me up, got me into Doc Suttleton, and